KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a little bit of sun peeking through the clouds. It's 15 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In state news, the state's three investor-owned utilities will spend half as much next year to help low-income Iowans weatherize their homes. San Wong is director of the Iowa Department of Human Rights, the state agency that oversees the program.
For this next year, we anticipate that there will be about a 50% cut based on the plan that was submitted by utility companies.
About 1,200 Iowa homeowners got help last year to help make their homes more energy efficient in the winter.
And once they do that, then obviously the savings they receive annually, I think the average savings is $262, but they will realize that savings throughout, obviously, the life of the home.
Last year, the federal government provided about $13 million, and the state's investor-owned utilities provided nearly $6.5 million for the weatherization program. A new state law significantly lowered how much utilities may spend on energy efficiency programs. Critics argued electric customers were unaware of how much their bill was being spent on energy reduction efforts. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater today reports 29-year-old William Albert Bethke IV of Orient was arrested last Thursday night for public intoxication. Bethke was taken into custody at around 11:35 p.m. in Orient after the sheriff's office received a call about a suspicious, possibly intoxicated male. The caller said also the subject, identified as Bethke, had been in a bar in Orient with another man. Together, they broke a couple of glasses and were asked to leave. Bethke and the other man left and walked down the road before standing there and eventually throwing rocks at passing vehicles. When a deputy arrived on the scene, Bethke was in the 100 block of West Tuttle Drive in Orient. And speaking with the man, the deputy noted that Bethke had an odor of alcohol and had bloodshot, watery eyes. He also had trouble keeping his balance. Bethke admitted to the deputy that he had consumed too much alcohol, and he also thought he was in Creston and that his friend left him there. The deputy noted Bethke had wounds on his head, which he said occurred when he fell down while walking. The deputy speculated the wounds came instead from rocks thrown at Bethke. The man was checked out by Orient Rescue and released. He was transported to the Adair County Jail and released early Friday morning on a $300 bond. Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday there were numerous recent arrests. On Friday, 50-year-old Kenneth Lee Clint of Griswold was arrested for domestic abuse assault first offense. Clint was brought to the Cass County Jail and released Saturday on $1,000 bond. Also arrested Friday was 36-year-old Brandon Michael Kreese, a homeless man. He was taken into custody for driving while barred. Kreese was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held there Monday on $2,000 bond. Last Thursday, 45-year-old Robert Joseph Dombra of Atlantic turned himself in at the Cass County Sheriff's Office on a felony charge of possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. Dombra was booked into the Cass County Jail and remained held on a $10,000 bond. On November 14th, Cass County deputies arrested 18-year-old Devin Joel Hilliard of Griswold on charges of felony theft in the second degree, motor vehicle related, unauthorized use of a credit card, and theft in the fifth degree. Additional charges of conspiracy to commit a forcible felony, a Class C felony, and possession of drug paraphernalia were later added. Hilliard remained held in the Cass County Jail on $17,300 bond. On November 6th, deputies arrested 35-year-old Matthew James Bruns of Atlantic on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for harassment in the first degree. The following day, deputies also charged Bruns with possession of marijuana first offense and possession of meth first offense. He was released later on $3,000 bond. On November 11th, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 38-year-old Nicholas Gene Paulson of Atlantic on a sheriff's office warrant for sponsoring a gathering where controlled substances are used. That's a Class D felony and prohibited acts. Paulson was brought to the Cass County Jail and released November 14th on a $7,000 bond. Police in Council Bluffs yesterday said a man was arrested Friday on kidnapping and other charges following an incident whereby he allegedly assaulted a woman from Audubon. 44-year-old Michael Bland of Council Bluffs faces charges that include kidnapping in the first degree, sexual abuse in the third degree, domestic violence, and violation of a protective order. His bond was set at $500,000. Officers were called to a hospital in Council Bluffs Friday evening to meet with a 32-year-old female who said she'd been assaulted by her former boyfriend, Bland. The woman told officers she'd gone with Bland to his home in Council Bluffs on November 12th. Shortly after arriving, an argument took place, and Bland allegedly assaulted the woman by strangling her to the point where she lost consciousness. The woman told officers that over the course of the following 3 days, Bland refused to let her leave his home and repeatedly assaulted her. The female victim said she was able to escape from Bland's home last Friday after he became intoxicated to the point of passing out. As the female was being picked up by a friend at a nearby park, Bland arrived and began another disturbance. When the victim's friend displayed a handgun to Bland, he backed off enough for them to leave the area. All of the parties were interviewed by detectives, and Bland was transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail. A Council Bluffs man held in the Pott County Jail faces an additional violation of parole charge. Sheriff's officials say 22-year-old Jaron Lee Baker Jr. was presented with a warrant Friday afternoon and then returned to the custody of jail staff. Baker was being held in the jail without bond. A traffic stop Saturday afternoon in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of 30-year-old Travis Humbert of Underwood. Humbert was taken into custody for driving while barred. And a man being held in the Pott County Jail for a probation violation was served with an extraditable warrant out of Idaho. The warrant for 36-year-old Jared Mitchell Eskrit of Council Bluffs was for being a fugitive from justice. Eskrit was being held in the jail without bond pending his extradition. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday there were three arrests and one injury accident. 26-year-old Daniel Poland of Glenwood was arrested around 3:10 a.m. Monday at the Mills County Sheriff's Office. Poland was taken into custody on a warrant for violation of probation and held on a $5,000 bond. At around 4 a.m. Sunday, 27-year-old Jose Manuel Munoz Beza of Omaha was arrested following a traffic stop on Interstate 29 in Mills County. Munoz Beza was charged with OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. And at around 1:30 a.m. Saturday, 28-year-old Nicholas Wade Pafford of Glenwood was arrested for OWI first offense. His bond also set at $1,000. A bicyclist was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center by Glenwood Rescue after being clipped by a pickup truck Saturday afternoon. Officials say 41-year-old Takeo Shizuka of Tokyo, Japan, was injured when a pickup driven by 93-year-old John Dean of Glenwood tried to avoid striking the bicyclist by moving over on Highway 34 near Deacon Road, but the right front of the pickup struck Shizuka. The accident happened around 4:15 p.m. Saturday. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.